whizzed out on these slant routes or drag routes or flats that's looked interceptable. He's making good quick throws. All right, ball looking for a pass to the touchdown, and he throws it short to an open receiver. Zarnke had number five, Brock Beatty, wide open in the end zone, and he underthrew it, and I didn't knock on wood that time. I'm sorry. That has to be my fault because that ball was almost intercepted on the throw. Oh, my goodness. Y'all do that now. I would run that play again. If I'm the Blue Jays, run that play again. Your guy was wide open past the past that into the secondary. You just – because all Zarnke had to do was – he didn't have to aim on that throw. He whizzed it in like a quick bullet pad. He just had to float that sucker in there, and that would have been caught for a touchdown. Okay. Five linemen, two running backs on either side of the quarterback and shotgun. Ball hiked. It's going to keep up the middle, and he's going to be tackled after about a yard gain, and it's going to be fourth down. Oh, they're saying he got no yards. His knees must have hit before he fell forward. So it's do or die here. 3 minutes and 15 seconds in the third quarter here remain. It's fourth and goal at the three-yard line. Blue Jays are in a deficit here. They have 0 points, and the Eagles have 26. They're trying to get their first points here. Let's see what they got. Here we go. Can the Blue Jays get their first points of the season? Shotgun with two running backs on either side. Ball. Oh, it's a flop. It's in. He picks it up, and then he's going to get sacked. Oh. Wasn't a good snap. Zarnke. He's beat up about that play. And with that, it's going to be a turnover on downs. And Eagles get to eat their cake and or get to eat the, have their cake and eat it too. As not only was it a turnover at downs, they're not stuck at the 3 yard line. They're stuck at wherever that ball got officially, wherever that ball got officially placed.
No playing on the play.
So we're just waiting on the refs to officially place the ball. It's not going to be at the 3 yard line. I'll tell you that much. It's going to be past the 10. Still long field to go.
The Screaming Eagles take over on downs.
We're just wait. It looks like it's going to be directly at the 10-yard line. Just refs are kind of taught. Oh, wow. They're placing it at the 5? Oh, you know what? Zarnke must have just pulled off an amazing play. Now that I think about it, Zarnke picked the ball back up and technically shovel past it forward to nobody, but it wasn't intentional grounding because he was way out of the pocket. So it was an incomplete pass, not a sack. Yo, great play by Zarnke. It's at the 4 yard line for the Screaming Eagles. They have to go all the way. Hands off to Bong up the middle, runs into a bunch of guys, and for the first time in this game, he didn't get tackled forward. He got tackled backwards. That is no gain for the big guy, for the Screaming Eagles. Second and 10, and it will remain at the 5 yard line. 2 minutes and 20 seconds remain in the third quarter, which has gone by very fast as the Blue Jays had a very long offense. The score is 26-0 still for the Eagles in the lead. And a lot of field to go. 95 yards left. Wide receiver left, quarterback, and shotgun with Bonga in the backfield. Ball hike, pass play, looking for his guy, rolls right, decides to keep and run up the field, couple yard gain, taken out of bounds, and that's going to bring the ball forward to about the 12 or 13 yard line, depending on where the ref called him out of bounds. It's going to be third and short now, maybe 2 yards to go. Good play by Hudson Hilgard, who had, you know what, his receiver would have been open eventually, but they had great pass rush by the Blue Jays. Able to get in the backfield, and you don't want to give up a safety, so Hudson made the right decision to tuck the ball and run up the field. Third and 2. Ball plays at 11-yard line. 12-yard line, excuse me. Here we go. Four wide receivers, three on one side, one on the left. It's going to be a timeout called by the Blue Jays. As this, what a great decision by the coach for the Eagles to bring out four wide receiver set package, force the Blue Jays to call a timeout, because this is a big stop. If the Blue Jays get a stop here, like, I don't care. I mean, you're up 26-0, you're punting the ball. Like, there's no reason to go for it and give up, like, a turnover on downs within, like, the red zone for the other team. So you're going to punt the ball, right? And, I mean, we're at the high school level, so the punter's going to, you know, they could probably boot it, like, total 40 yards, not net, but, like, gross. So you're going to get good field position if you get a stop here. So good timeout, good package shown by the Eagles there by having the four wide receiver set, and good timeout by the Blue Jays recognizing that this is an important down. Okay, man-to-man coverage. Three wide receivers right, one left. Quarterback shotgun, ball hike, looking for his guy. Here comes the guy. He's going to sack. Oh, no, Hudson gets out of it. That was running around trying to get the first down. Can he do it? He does. Wow. Great evasion by Hilgard in the backfield. I thought he was done and dusted. For a second, I thought it was going to be a safety. And he wiggled out of that sack on a spin move, carried it up the field for a first down. Wow. Well, the ball went to the 23-yard line, which is enough for the first down, and that's where they will resume their offense. Hudson is so deadly like that. If you can't, you can't just get a hand on him. You have to get a wrap on him. He is so elusive, so quick, and I think the thing that's impressing the most with him compared to last year was how decisive he's been with his running. So, that's good. Receiver left, bong in the backfield. Hike, handoff up the gut. He's just following. Well, he is the blocker, it feels like. He's just going, going, going. About a 5-6 yard gain. There we go. 45 seconds remain in the third quarter. That bled away very fast. Eagles are still in the lead, 26-0. We'll probably get one more play left in this third quarter here as the clock is still running. 30 seconds now remain. Eagles are going up to the ball to run a play. They have to. There's not enough time before a delay of game. So five linemen, wide receiver right, bong on the backfield with Hudson. Okay. They get set. Ball hiked. Hand off up the middle. Makes one guy miss. Falls forward for about a yard. And the third quarter comes to an end. All right. The score remains 26-0. And the Blue Jays, although coming up short on that fourth and goal on the turnover and downs, got to be happy that they gave up 0 points in this quarter. We're going to go to commercial break here on Trail Mix 103.1. And when you come back, we'll have fourth quarter football. Don't go anywhere.
Woodruff Appliance and TV doesn't want you to miss any big plays this sports season. They've got a great selection of large, state-of-the-art TVs. They've also got the knowledge to help you select the best TV for you and your family. They've got a great selection, and the prices can't be beat. Whatever the season, football, baseball, hockey, or hoops, they've got what you're looking for. Woodruff Appliance and TV, the experienced professionals for all your entertainment and kitchen appliance needs.
Our communities are at the center of our efforts moving forward. You'll see the Forward Bank team at area events volunteering. Watch for them as they are reaching out, presenting donations, and signing up charities to participate in our unique charitable money market account program. We connect our customers to the local charities that matter to you most. Visit www.forward.bank for more information or stop in and ask our team how you can help make a difference. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back here on Trail Mix 103.1. It is officially fourth quarter football as the Screaming Eagles will continue their offense as 3rd and 3 now here on their own 31. Ball hike. Hudson keeps following his blocker. Finds a lane. Finds a hole. Now he's running to the secondary. he's getting tripped up here by the last guy in the defense. Big rush play, carries it to the other side of the field. The ball's now at the 45-yard line. Big run for Hudson Hilgart for the Schwamigan Screaming Eagles. That's a big run play of 24 yards. Man, the Eagles have just got such an explosive offense. If they get to, if they control tempo, they have such good weapons and such a good shifty running quarterback that can sling it. All right. Wide receiver left, Bonga in the backfield, quarterback in shotgun. Ball hike, handoff. Oh, it's a fake handoff to Dalton Schmidt on the reverse, but it's not faking anybody as I see five white jerseys swallow Dalton up for a one-yard loss. They were getting sick of that play, so they just absolutely, they did not get faked out in the least. There's only eight defenders on the field, and five of them were actively tackling Dalton Schmidt. So probably don't run that play again for at least a little while. All right, second and 11. The ball is now a 46-yard line with 10 minutes and 44 seconds left in the fourth quarter. Eagles lead 26-0. Quarterback in shotgun with Bonga in the backfield. And one wide receiver to the right. Motion, running back, ball hiked, following Bonga. Cuts it up the middle, makes a guy miss, and then reaches forward for about a 2 to 3 yard gain. We have a penalty thrown after the play. We're looking to see here. Potential injury. Potential injury. Oh, not to be embarrassing, but he's holding his crotch. I think he just got hit in the nuts, which happens. We'll move on. Don't need to belabor that point. So he's going to walk that one off. All right. Substitute comes in for that player. I'm not going to name him. He doesn't need that on the radio. Okay. It was a penalty. It was on the Screaming Eagles. And it's a 15-yarder. I was more focused on the injury. The coach seems confused. Trying to figure out, was it unnecessary roughness? I mean, 15-yarder, right? We're just waiting for... The refs are conferring on the official, looks like where the ball's going to be placed. Make sure they got it right. It's going to be a loss of down. Third down, because the penalty happened after the play had concluded. So it is going to be third down and a lot. 24 yards to go. Ref signaled third down. The board says second, so we'll hopefully get that figured out. Three wide receivers left, one left, three right. Hudson looking to pass, steps up in the pocket, can't find his guy, throws it deep for Dalton, their number 80, who makes the catch. Oh, my goodness, that was an amazing play by number 80. Who is Sean Morgan, freshman, pulling that one down on the deep pass. At first I thought it was for Dalton Schmidt, but Morgan was there, makes the catch right on the sideline, keeps his feet down, keeps the ball through the catch, and that's a first down. Ball has been moved all the way to the 21-yard line on the other side. Oh, sorry, excuse me, the 16-yard line on the other side of the field. What a follow-up play to that huge, huge deficit of 3rd and 25. 24, whatever. Same thing. Huge pass play. Huge completion. Great job by number 80. I'm excited to get to call his name for four more years. Let's go. Hudson keeps the ball on a sweep right, gets a block, cuffs it inside, keeps spinning, falls forward for about a five-yard gain. There we go. He was, like, actively falling forward, and he kept running into people, which, like, incidentally kept him on his feet. He was, like, running backwards. Kind of fun to watch. with that, it'll be now 2nd and 5 at the 11-yard line. With 9 minutes left in this fourth quarter football, Eagles still lead 26-0, looking to push that score just a little bit higher. Dalton Schmidt in the backfield now with the quarterback and shotgun. I believe that's Dylan Eath, wide receiver, on the left. Ball hiked. It's a handoff to number 34 for maybe a yard or two as Dominic Seabury carries that one from the tight end position. It was a handoff sweep left, it looked like. Substitutions going in and out as number 44, Lewis Martell, comes in. And Eath comes out, so Martell is usually their wide receiver on the left side, who will be lining up on the right side this time, on the far side of the field. Dalton Schmidt in the backfield. Shotgun, Dalton, motion right, ball carried. Hudson looking for a blocker, carries it right, sweep, breaks a tackle, running forward, gets tackled at about the 3-yard line. Great rush forward, and that is going to be just enough for the first down. It is now 1st and goal at the 3-yard line with 7 minutes and 56 seconds left in the fourth quarter here in the game tonight.
1st and goal from the
5. Here we go. Eagles looking to score, looking to drive it forward. Wide receiver left, Schmidt in the backfield. Dylan Eath is back in at wide receiver on the left side. Shotgun. Ball hiked. Hudson keeps. Just absolutely consumed in the pocket. Sack for the Blue Jays. I can't even tell you who sacked him because I think consumed is the best word for it. Basically, he tucked that ball, and the design was it was a fake handoff, and then it was going to be a quarterback draw forward. And he looked up to look for the hole. It wasn't there, and just out, just down. Great defensive stop by the Blue Jays, who apparently are amazing when there's less than 10 yards to go. They have just been, they've stopped 3 2-point conversions today. They are just making the Eagles have to earn it here in the red zone. Wide receiver right, handoff up the gut, just stopped again. Barely any gain there. It's now 3rd and goal. And the ball's going to be staying at the 7-yard line for no gain. Eath coming back in.
3rd and goal.
See what offense they have here. Blue Jays, when they get their back up against the wall, showing some teeth. Blue Jays gave up 26 points in the first half. It's still 26-0. And we're halfway through the fourth quarter. They've given up 0 points so far here in the second half. They really turned it around with their defense. Full wide receiver package, two on each side. Three linemen, shotgun. Looks like it's going to be a four-man rush. Hudson looking for his guy, throws it to a wide-open receiver. Catch, touchdown, Dalton Schmidt. There it is. The score is now 32-0, and that's Dalton Schmidt's 3rd touchdown today. Welcome back, Dalton. He was on concussion protocol last week and was sorely missed. And tonight, the Eagles are putting him to work, as that is now his 3rd touchdown this night. 5 minutes and 48 seconds remain in the fourth quarter. The score has just been pushed up to 32-0, and the Eagles, who are 1-for-4, and 3rd down conversions, are now going for their 5th. Receiver left, Dalton in motion. Hudson gets a block, gets tackled. It's no good. It's no good. They are now 1-for-5 on 2-point conversions. No good. The penalty, there was also a holding penalty, and they're going to decline that. It had no effect on the play. And so with that, the score will be 32-0, Screaming Eagles in the lead, and it'll be Blue Jays ball here in a little bit. Man, this has been a tale of two halves. If I didn't tell you the score of the first half, you'd just be like, wow, it's 6-0 in the second half right now. But, man, the Blue Jays have really stepped up. I think two factors helped. Number one, they had the ball for like 10 minutes in the third quarter. They just had a super long drive. So, I mean, that's an effective way to keep the other offense from scoring. Just don't let them have the ball. So that's a big fact. And number two, their defense is playing better, 100%. I mean, they had them in a second and 25, and if it wasn't for a huge pass play to number 80, Sean Morgan, that might have been a third and 25, you know? So I think Blue Jays really, their halftime adjustments so far are showing fruit, as they had, although they went four and out, they didn't score. They were able to drive all the way to the three-yard line. So their offense has been more efficient, their defense has been better, but the Eagles were still able to put on a score here in the second half. Kickoff received at the 27, carrying it forward. Bumps into his own guy, gets tackled at the 34-yard line, which has technically been their worst field position tonight, the 34, which is not bad field position at all. But, I mean, it feels like the most regular field they've had tonight. All right. Blue Jays, 5 minutes and 42 seconds left on the clock. And let's see what they have prepared. At this point in the game, it's not mercy rules, so that's at 35 points, but with less than 6 minutes left in the fourth quarter, this game is all but done unless some really freaky stuff happens. So, and let's see if they have any other packages they want to try out. So here we go. They have a motion from a tight end of the backfield. Oh, no, this is a motion. They're just getting set. Okay. Running back with the quarterback and shotgun. Ball hike. Handoff left. 13's following his blockers. Gets good blocking. He's able to run forward for about a 3-yard gain. Second and 7. All righty. Substitutions coming in. Five minutes and 15 seconds remain in the fourth quarter. Eagles lead 32-0. Same package as before. Six linemen with a running back in the backfield with a quarterback and shotgun. Ball hiked. Fake handoff. Looking for an open guy. Throws it up to be made a catch. That's going to be pass interference. Oop, and the receiver goes down. He is curled up. Don't know what happened there. Initially, it was a good job by the receiver to turn. It wasn't going to be caught, but the receiver turned to try to make a play on the ball, and the defender ran into him. So that is 100% pass interference. The receiver did a good job of turning to play the ball and got the penalty flag. So, no, he got hit in the nuts too. Number 6 is walking it off. Good to see him on his feet. Those happen. And either way, we're moving on. Here we go. The ball will be placed at the 49-yard line on the Eagles' side. First down. All right. Shotgun, running back in the backfield. Ball hiked, fake handoff to number 2 on the outside. Can't beat Dalton Schmidt. And they're calling a penalty on him for a big tackle. Was it a face mask? They're calling horse collar tackle from the front? I don't think I've ever seen a horse collar tackle called when Dalton tackled him from the front side. Honestly, it happened fast. It could. I'm not saying it didn't happen. I'm just saying I've never seen that. So, boy, I obviously don't have instant replay at this level of play. The refs have been calling a great game. So, I mean, I have no reason to doubt them. Either way, that's another big penalty. And Screaming Eagles, I mean, outside of these penalties, they played a pretty darn perfect game, but these penalties are killing them. So the Blue Jays got another first down, and the ball is now at the 34-yard line of the Screaming Eagles. All right. Two wide receivers left, quarterback and shotgun, four linemen. Ball hike, looking for his guy. It's a screen way overthrown over 13's head. But here's the thing. If that ball was completed, he would have got obliterated. So Paschal shouldn't be too torn up over that ball going whizzing over his head. To be honest, Zarnke, he's been making good decisions on his throws. I wouldn't be surprised if he sailed that one on purpose. I'm not even trying to, like, speak something into existence. But, like, the Eagles read that play. So it's like, you know what? Just throw it out of bounds, second and 10, reset, right? So here you go. Two wide receivers on the right side now. Shotgun. Here we go. Ball hiked. Looking for his guy. Passes the ball deep. Number two's got a look. But it's going to be picked off by Dalton Schmidt as the ball was floated and the wide receiver just ran too, long of a route. And if the wide receiver turned and tried to fight for that ball, it might have been called defensive pass interference. But Dalton Schmidt turned around, saw that the ball was floated too high, and was able to turn and just make a nice catch for an interception for the Screaming Eagles. So that ball will be placed officially at their 5-yard line, so they have 95 yards to go. And, I mean, with that, it's now 32-0 with 4 minutes and 4 seconds left in the fourth quarter. With the Eagles have the ball and the lead. I imagine they'll keep the vanilla, the offense pretty vanilla here, and just run the ball. Receiver right, shotgun, looks like Dalton Schmidt is the running back in the backfield. Ball is hiked, handoff up the gut, and he gets tackled for a short gain, and the clock starts moving. By short gain, I mean like really short gain. They're officially going to say 1-yard gain. So 6-yard line, 2nd and 9. Excuse me, just needed to parch my lips there. It's been an exciting game if you're an Eagles fan. Quiet game if you're a Blue Jays fan, but there's a lot of good things I think the Blue Jays can take away from this second half. Only giving up 6 points, 2 good drives. All right, ball's hiked. Hudson keeps on a sweep right. Big tackle. That's going to be a tackle for a loss. Big sack by the Blue Jays. We're able to just blow up that play in the backfield. Hudson tried to keep it for a quarterback sweep right. Ball's been placed back at the 5-yard line, so it is now 3rd and 10 again. 3 minutes just happened here in the fourth quarter, and we are just waiting for this game to finish. All right, just getting their play together right now. Looks like receiver right. Dalton Schmidt in the backfield with quarterback and shotgun. We have a timeout called by the Screaming Eagles. It looks like they needed a call timeout to prevent a delay of game penalty because they didn't line up fast enough. So with that, the clock will be stopped at 2 minutes and 27 seconds, and it is 3rd and 10 at their own 5. Blue Jays, I mean, if you can get a stop here, get the ball, you have time to get points on the board, and it's good to do that. You want film of, I mean, you have plenty of film of things that didn't work, but you want film of things that did work. You want to try different plays. You want to try different formations. There is value in a game in which you're getting blown out to get plays that you can use for the future. And so Blue Jays here, big stop, good morale boost. I think they've had they've had a good second half, their defense especially. I know they gave up one touchdown, but they gave up 26 in the first half, and they only given up 6 in the second half. All right, 4 wide receivers, 2 on each side. Ball hiked, Hudson keeps, looking for his guy, rolling left. And has to tuck it, run through, makes 2 guys miss, and he gets just enough for the first down. With that, wow. That was a great effort by Hudson Hilgart, who loves rolling left. I wish he would roll right so he'd have a chance at throwing the ball, but he runs left and is able to tuck it and get that first down. So that play ended up going about 14 yards on the rush, and that will get them down to the 2-minute warning. Sorry, I'm so used to, I was watching pro football last night. They don't have a 2-minute warning. 1 minute 50 seconds. There you go. All right. Wide receiver left. Dalton Schmidt's running back behind the quarterback and shotgun. Ball is handed off to Corbin Phelps in the tight end position, and he is tackled for a short gain. Second and 9? About, you know, they're putting it officially at the 20-yard line. Yep, second and 9. 1 minute and 20 seconds. Just happened now, 120. There you go, in this game. Run a couple more plays, and that will be good night. Screaming Eagles getting ready to run another play. Wide receiver left. Hudson Hilgart's been officially subbed out, and Norson Rodriguez is at quarterback. Lefty, ball hiked, hands it off to his tight end who carries it up the field. That's number 34, I believe, is who has is the ball carrier. Dominic Seabury carries it forward for no gain. No, 1 yard gain. And that'll be 3rd and 8. And with that, they only need to run one more play to send this game home. 28 seconds left on the clock in the fourth quarter. Eagles lead 32-0. Good win for the Eagles here in 20 seconds. Wide receiver left, shotgun, ball hiked. Norson hands it off to Dominic Seabury on the sweep. He runs around and gets a few yard gain, which will push it to 4th and 5. But we have 10 seconds left on the clock. 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And with that, your home team, Shawamigan Screaming Eagles, soar ahead of the Blue Jays, 32-0. And with that, we have a good game and a good night. Wow. What a great return to form for the Screaming Eagles, coming off a slacking back at Flambeau to turn around and pitch a shutout, 32-0. And they in the second half, the Blue Jays got real close to breaking that zero, but the Eagles shored up their defense. Good game for the Eagles. Good game, Blue Jays. With that, the Screaming Eagles move to 3-2, and the Blue Jays move further down to 0-5. We're going to kick it to a commercial break here before we head into the post-game show. This is Trail Mix 103.1. I'm Steve Agelin, and I'll see you here in a couple minutes.
How did you do it?
What do you mean, Joel?
Well, your team sold every item when we moved, and the most amazing part is that after the auction ended, all the items were removed in one day. Did you guys hire a moving company?
No, we just did what we do. We have a great team, and we make the impossible possible. We can sell all of your items, too, when you move, downsize, or inherit an estate. Our team is knowledgeable, efficient, and competent. Call Scott at 715-499-0713 or email scott@heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction. Heck yeah.
Get the best seat in the house at Shawamigan Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Nashville, Wisconsin. It's game day, and on the field, a wide variety of furniture, including two-sided mattresses, futons, sectional sofas, and love seats, plus Amish and Up North-style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining room sets. Over 50 recliners to choose from, and everything in stock and available without delay a game. Take time to visit Shawamigan Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Nashville, Wisconsin.
Jeff Haken and Roofing, the most experienced roofing company in the area, specializing in steel and shingled roofs. Materials are sourced locally, and they take pride in their work. Quality is their number one goal. Insured and estimates are free. Check out the website, jeffhakenandroofing.com. That's H-E-I-K-K-I-N-E-N. jeffhakenandroofing.com, or call or text 715-820-2880. Jeff Haken and Roofing, a proud supporter of local sports.
Welcome back here on Trail Mix 103.1. I'm Stephen Jellin bringing you the post-game show. The Shawamigan Screaming Eagles, who hosted the Athens Fighting Blue Jays. Screaming Eagles soared ahead to a 32-0 win as they pitched a shutout here in a good football game. I liked a lot of what I saw for the Screaming Eagles. Let me tell you, there are basically a lot of good things and then penalties. They were running the ball. They were passing the ball. They had big plays. They had interceptions. They had a lot of things, but I'm not trying to be a stickler, not trying to take away an awesome win, But there was a lot of penalties, and you don't like to see those, because in a scenario where the game is close or the other team's making a comeback, unsportsmanlike conducts, horse collar tackles, a lot of holdings, illegal block in the back. That illegal block in the back prevented a punt return touchdown. So, like, they actually had three touchdowns taken back from penalties this game. So, Eagles, a lot of great things, but you have good things to practice on this week. Have more disciplined football. Blue Jays. I mean, they only gave up 6 points in the second half. Like, real talk. And they were 3 yards from getting a touchdown. They were 3 yards from going even in the second half with Schwamigan. So, their first half was 26-0. They gave up 26 points. They barely moved the ball. They had great field position the whole game because their special teams was playing really good. But they just couldn't get moving. But, like, in the second half, they consumed most of the third quarter with that one drive. And it's like, if their first half was like their second half, this could have been a really close game. Blue Jays were undersized to the Schwamigan, who I think Schwamigan's rather undersized. Overall, they have a few standouts like Bonga and Dalton Schmidt. But you can play around that. I do think the Blue Jays' scheme just didn't suit well to tonight. I think Zarnke's got an arm, I'll be honest. He underthrew a couple, but there was that one. That one pass he threw landed right in number 13's breadbasket, Paschal. Paschal's play tonight was really good. He's a junior, Evan Paschal, number 13. I really liked what he brought today. He had a lot of good plays on defense as well. And so for the Blue Jays, you're 0-5. It's rough. I mean, take it from a guy who's been following the Schwamigan. We've had a lot of stinker seasons. Once again, not trying to be mean. Those happen, right? We've all been there. So you just got to make the most of a season that you're behind. I think there's a lot of learning. I think there's a lot of cool pieces on the Blue Jays that I like. I think Zarnke Jr., you're going to have him next year. Daxon Detelm, he's a sophomore. He'll have him next year. Paschal Jr., he'll have him next year. Like, there's a lot. There's only a few seniors on this roster. Otherwise, they're pretty young. Juniors, some sophomores and some freshmen. So, you know, Blue Jays looking forward. You get some good practice here. Good formation. You have Zarnke for another year. You could have yourselves a pretty darn talented team going into the next 2 years for their football program. Eagles, pretty happy tonight. Good return to form, 32-0. Next week, they're on the road for their last road game, and they will be playing at Hurley, who, by the way, is not a pushover. Hurley is a good football team. And so that will be the telling one. Honestly, for the Schwamigan team, if they can go to Hurley and beat them, they're going to move to 4-2, and they got South Shore after that, and then the marquee matchup, the rivalry. Phillips will be at Schwamigan on October 19th, a Saturday, to close out the regular season. That's the one I want to see. I want the Eagles to be 4-2 because Phillips is a good. Okay. Oh, by the way, Phillips Loggers, last time I gave the update on that score, it was like 28-26. Well, guess what? The Phillip Loggers are now winning 52-26. They just turned it on. So I don't know. Obviously, I'm not casting that game, but I don't know what happened.
That's final
either
score,
way,
too, folks. That is the final score.
And I just got a call in from the radio station. That is the final score, 52-26, Loggers over Flambeau. So what was a tight game for the whole, three quarters, just turned into a bloodbath real quickly on that side. So, but that's my point. So if the Eagles can get out of Hurley with a win, beat South Shore in their own place, you got Phillips and Schwamigan to close out the season. That would be hype as all get out. So, awesome. Great win tonight if you're just joining us. Game's over. Eagles won 32-0 over the Blue Jays out of Athens. I'm Steven Jelen, ready to close out this cast today. Thank you for joining us here on Trail Mix 103.1, as well as the Civic Media app if you are using your phone to listen that as well. Have a good night, stay safe, and I will see you next week with some more Eagle football. Good night.
Thank you for listening to WIAA High School Sports, brought to you by Forward Bank, Forward Insurance, Heckman Options,
Industrial Air Products, Northwoods Community Credit Union, Jeff Haken and Roofing, Shawamigan Home Furnishings, LPK Dental, Phillips Lumber and Do It Best Hardware, and by Woodruff Appliance and TV. The best things in life are free, like our checking accounts. That's right, free checking for businesses and individuals. Make the most of your checking accounts by accessing it with a Forward Bank debit card. Through mobile or online banking, using the person-to-person payment service and the ATMs, and yes, all of those features are free too. Visit forward.bank to open up your checking account online or stop in and visit with the Park Falls and Phillips teams. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The right mix for all of Price County. This is Trail Mix 103.1.
Touch of your hand makes my pulse react. That it's only the thrill of boy meeting girl opposites attract. It's physical, only logical. You must try to ignore that it means more than. I've got cause to be. There's a name for it. There's a phrase that fits. But whatever the reason, you do it for me. Oh, what's love got to do? It's got to do with it.
Size. Don't do me like that. Don't do me like that. Whoa. over like that. Listen, Eddie, can you see? Maybe you will bury me. If you were in a public eye, give someone else a try. And you know you better watch your step, or you're gonna get hurt yourself. Someone's gonna tell you lies, cut you down to size. Don't do it like that. Don't do it like that. Boy, I love you, baby. Don't do me like that. Don't do me like that. What if I need you, baby? Don't do me like that. Cause somewhere deep down inside, someone will say love doesn't last that long. All that this feeling inside, night and day, and never ain't taking no more. Listen, honey, can you see? Someone's gonna tell you lies, cut you down to size. Don't do me like that. Don't do me like that. What if I love you, baby? Don't do me like that. Don't do me like that. I just might need you, honey. Don't do me like that. Don't do it like that.
unbelievable. You're unbelievable. You're so unbelievable. You're unbelievable. You're unbelievable.
Trail Mix 103.1.
Bust it.
This here's a jam for all the fellas. Try to do what those ladies tell us. Get shot down cause you're overzealous. Play hard to get females get jealous. Okay, smarty, go to a party. Girls are scantily clad and showing body. A chick walks by, you wish you could sex her, but you're standing on the wall like you was Poindexter. Next day's function, high class luncheon. Food is served and you're stone cold munching. Music comes on, people start to dance, but then you ate so much you nearly split your pants. A girl starts walking, guys start gawking. Sits down next to you and starts talking. Says she wanna dance cause she likes the groove. So come on, fatso, and just bust the move. Someone could cure your lonely condition. Looking for love in all the wrong places. No fine girls, just ugly faces. From frustration, first inclination is to become a monk and leave the situation. But every dark tunnel has a light of hope. So don't hang yourself with a celibate rope. New movie showing, so you're going. Could care less about the five you're blowing. Theater gets dark just to start the show. Then you spot a fine woman sitting in your row. She's dressed in yellow, she says hello. Come sit next to me, you fine fellow. You run over there without a second to lose. And what comes next? Hey, bust the move. So they can seem witty. Tell a funny joke just to get
get some play, then you try to make a move and she says no way. Girls are faking, goodness sake, they want a man who brings home the bacon. Got no money and you got no car, then you got no woman, and there you are. Some girls are sadistic, materialistic, looking for a man makes them opportunistic. They're lying on the beach, perpetrating a tan so that a brother with money can be their man. So on the beach you're strolling, real high rolling, everything you have is yours and not stolen. A girl runs up with something to prove, so don't just stand there, bust the move. Down for me, fellas. Brother Larry, in 5 days from now he's gonna marry. He's hoping you can make it there if you can, cause in the ceremony you'll be the best man. You say neato, check your libido and roll to the church in your new tuxedo. The bride walks down just to start the wedding, and there's one more girl you won't be getting. So you start thinking, then you start clicking. A bridemaid looks and thinks that you're winking. She thinks you're kinda cute, so she winks back, and now you're feeling really firm cause the girl is stacked. Reception's jumping, bass is pumping. Look at the girl and your heart starts thumping. Says she wanna dance to a different groove. Now you don't want to do G, bust the move.